presenting The Fifth Wheel by Gertrude Berg. And two things have happened. The first is Mary Noggin. To the brook, she seems to have been there forever. Their lives have been complicated by a million loose ends. The city is enormous. The routine is endless. The time is crowded. And now suddenly, in Mary's smile, in her simplicity, in the faith she has in a perfectly ordinary life, the brook finds an atmosphere of calm. And then, just as suddenly, when he least expects it, when he least can use it, Joe Brooks sees an opening. He is a wheel within the wheels of a large department store, and another employee, a Miss Wells, an artist and illustrator, comes to him with a new idea. It's an out, a chance for both of them to do something on their own, a revolutionary design and process in glove making. But they need money to register the idea, and money to start it off, and neither of them has a place to which to turn. The frantic hopelessness of the thing drives them together, and their common purpose becomes a symbol of escape. At home, life goes on, with Mary placidly fulfilling her duties. Listen.
Mary, you're not going to wash my hands tonight, are you?
Oh, yes.
Not tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Please, what Mama said. Mama said, please, Mary, wash the dishes. Yes, missus. Yes, missus.
Oh, the water's getting cold.
All right, all right. And make it cold. And make it cold. No cry, darling. No cry. All right, now. Yes, not too hot. Come. Yes, here. Put them down here. Oh, swear, Mary, put in soap. Oh, here's the garden. Put down here a little bit. A little bit.
So I don't get any soap in my mouth.
Oh, close your mouth. Close your mouth. That's good. That's fine. So, here. Put down here. Put down here the girl. Yes. See that? See, can you stop? Can Mary stop? Down, a little bit down. That's good. See, that's
not
good.
Too hard.
No. So, see? Beautiful. See? Nice. See that? Oh, see that? Oh, my goodness.
Ow.
Oh, by golly. That's good. Oh, see?
Ow.
No, ouch. No, ouch. No, sit out. That's good. All right. No, see that? A little bit. That's good. All over. That's no more. Oh, no more. Yeah, nice. Come. Now make it dry. Good. Make them good dry. See that? Oh, it's nice, baby. See that? Oh, good. See? Nice dry. That's good. See that? Come. Mary, come. You.
Oh, where did I get my bathroom?
No, step put some floor down. No step put. Come, Mary, make it. What's
it?
No, too heavy for Mary. Come, get it. Hold it back right. Come.
Did you hear all this noise?
Oh, Mary.
Sorry,
Mr.
All right.
Margaret. No, Joe, I don't want you to.
But why can't we ask your folks for the money? It's for us. It's for you. It's for both of us, Margaret. What's happened for us in the 4 years we've been married? Nothing. But now everything can change.
I don't want anything changed.
Why not? Can you tell me why not? You want to live this way all your life?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Why aren't you happy?
No, are you?
Yes.
Oh, Margaret, what are you afraid of? There's a world outside of these four walls, one that you've never seen, one I've never seen. We've only heard of it, but it's there waiting to be used and lived in. Now, why can't we live in it? Just a little money can do it, darling. I know it. Miss Wells knows.
Wells.
Margaret, why don't you like her?
I don't know. made it because she likes you.
Well, does every woman that I know like me?
Yes. But not the way she does. Joe. Joe, Joe.
Oh, my. What's the matter, Mother?
Oh, nothing, darling. Joe. Mother. Oh, nothing, dear. Come.
Doc, is it supper?
Did you see my book, Mary?
Oh, there, your pudding book.
I left it on the table.
Oh, to leave it on table book?
Why leave on table book? And I put your own book,
huh? Yeah, your book.
Thank you, Mary. Did you ever read Little Red Riding Hood?
What? What's that again?
A story. Didn't you ever read it, Mary?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's beautiful. I can't read all the big words. Look, how would you say this word?
Yes.
This one.
Oh, how you say it?
Don't you know?
No.
Didn't you ever go to school, Mary?
No.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful. The wonderful bag, maybe.
Don't you care? It's not really important. The only important thing in the whole world is money. That's what my father said to my mother. Mary, have you any money?
Me? Money? Oh, little bit.
What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, maybe I'll buy a farm by and by.
A cow?
Yeah, with cows. Kitties. Maybe little pigs. Or maybe nice piece of ground. Make it garden. Have it made a nice tree. Come it summer, have it apples. Come it winter, sit on rocky chair. Oh, by golly, Mary gonna sit on rocky chair maybe 100 years. Have it nice big stove. Keep it nice warm house. Oh, that'd be good, Jenny. That'd be good.
When are you going to buy the farm, Mary?
When? Oh, sometime maybe. Oh, sometime maybe I'd buy.
Oh, you're in the now, Mr. Janet.
Hope he's home.
You be kid, Jenny. I'll be bringing the spoon and give you cereal.
Not too much. I'm only going to eat five spoonfuls.
Janet, please. Call ever. Margaret, he's your brother. Why shouldn't he help us?
You call him, Joe.
All right. I'll call him. What do you think, Margaret? Do you think he...
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if he doesn't, there isn't another person in the world we can turn to, not one.
Maybe his money isn't everything. And I said...
Janet, please. Hello, have him 40290. Will you talk to him, Margaret?
Why is money?
Hush, darling, Father's on the phone.
Mary got a good big...
Mr. Brooks is on the phone.
Hello, are you getting that number?
This is me, Mary.
Janet, listen, when I'm on the phone, I wish you'd... hello?
Don't they answer?
Hello, who's this, Dorothy?
I was hoping she wouldn't be in.
Dorothy, is Everett there?
Well, darling, why did you ask the house to steal with
her? Well, I thought I did. Hello, Everett? It's Joe. Well, pretty good. How are things with you? No. Well, you don't mean it.
What?
Well, listen, when did that happen? I'm terribly sorry to hear that. No, Everett, I wish I could. I'd be happy to. The fact of the matter is, I was just going to ask you. Listen, Everett, you've heard me speak to Miss Wells, yes? Well, I thought you did. Well, she's an artist. She's worked with me for years, and she came to me with an idea. Everett, listen, it's a chance of a lifetime, a revolutionary idea in glove designing. It'll change the whole business, and there's a fortune. All we need now is enough money to get a patent at once, and when we have that, I won't be worried. You wouldn't know where I could raise the money. Oh, yeah, well, I know that. Well, thanks. We'll be seeing you. Goodbye. He's lying.
Please, maybe we could get a loan from the bank.
On what? The only thing I get put up for security is my life, and that isn't worth anything. And it may be to me.
And to me.
I know that much. Well, that's out. Now what?
What's that? Drink it, Nick. We'll just have to forget about it.
That won't be easy. I've got a pretty good memory. Mary, would you mind fixing me a cup of strong black coffee, please?
Black? That's some other mix. Some other mix. Is it something?
Yes, money. You let me have about $1 million.
Nearly only got 476.
Huh? 476.
476. Yes. You been this morning, Mister?
Mary's going to buy a farm with her money.
Mary.
You been here this morning, Mister?
No.
I did get it right away.
Well, where are you going, Mary? The bank's closed. It won't be open until tomorrow morning.
Oh, there's been no bank. I do have it money in my wallet. I did get it, Miss. Come, Jim. Come, I did get it, Miss. I did get it.
Joe, you can't take our money.
Why not?
Suppose you lose.
Suppose I do.
You're only taking a chance.
That's it. It's the chance I must take.
It may come to nothing, and if you lose it, you'll have nothing. You'll never be able to give it back. No, Joe, you mustn't. How can you take what she's slaved and sweated for her whole life with what she's added up in pennies? Joe, I won't let you.
Margaret, look at me. This is the chance, the one we've always wanted. I have to. Margaret, I take it from a blind man.
And now that Mary has given Joe Brooks the key that will open the way for him, where will the passageway lead? It may lead into a blind alley. It may lead to wealth and power and position. But one thing will surely happen. It will bring Joe and his partner together. What does this mean for Margaret's family? The drama develops with great rapidity, and it is Mary who saves it without saving herself. And it is Mary who remains unchanged, still strong, ready to go into other homes, into other stories, when the Brooks have passed into the distance of other lives. Kenneth Roberts speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.